Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings, events of interest in our community. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Tom Butler with the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary in Fort Pierce. Their main mission is promoting recreational boaters' safety, including vessel safety checks and boating classes. May 17th through the 24th is National Boating Safety Week. Tom, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Remind us how the Coast Guard Auxiliary came about.
The Auxiliary actually started back in 1939. It was part of the Coast Guard. It's actually the Coast Guard Reserve at that time. And then a year or two after the war started, they actually changed the name to the Coast Guard Auxiliary. So this is the 75th anniversary year for the Auxiliary, actually.
And I know you do a lot. Give us a sense of some of the things the Coast Guard Auxiliary does.
Well, primarily it's boating safety. I mean, to help the public learn how to operate the boats, rules, life jackets specifically, do a lot of training classes for boating safety. We go out and we do free vessel safety exams where we check the boaters to make sure they have at least the minimum amount of required equipment they have on board. Again, the public training. And the other part of it is we provide direct support to the Coast Guard. Most everything, but we are prohibited by law from doing law enforcement activities.
A civilian component then, really?
We are completely civilian. We're all volunteers. We've got a broad range of folks in the flotilla.
Tell me about the classes you offer. Is it one basic seamanship class, or are there various classes?
We have different classes. In Fort Pierce, our primary class is the About Boating Safety course. We teach that once a month. It's an eight-hour class. And it's graded, and we submit the paperwork to the state so people get their boating safety cards. So anyone who's born after 1980 has to have a boating safety card in the state of Florida. It's not a license or anything like that. It's just say that you've gone through a boating safety class.
And the boating safety inspections, how do those work?
Basically, they can work several ways. Anybody that wants a vessel exam can go online to the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary, put in their zip code, and they'll come up with the names or a flotilla that's close to them to do it. They can schedule an appointment where we'll go to their home or meet them someplace to do them. We do once a month at Stan Bloom Boat Ramp. It's usually the second Saturday of each month. We'll have several members out there just doing boating exams. And it's all free. I mean, we do not issue tickets or citations or anything else like that. It's just to give the boating person a capability to feel that they have all the equipment they have on board.
I'm speaking today with Tom Butler with the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary in Fort Pierce. Tell me about National Safe Boating Week. What do you have planned for that week?
Well, I think that the big thing is just to get the word out about Safe Boating Week. The Coast Guard station here in Fort Pierce, they have an open house scheduled for the 10th of May right now, which is a Saturday. It's free and open to the public. They have several different groups, a lot of different law enforcement. You'll be able to take tours of the Coast Guard cutters and their facilities that they have. They have Chapman School there. We'll be there. A lot of different organizations related to maritime, on the water, safety, training, different areas like that.
What is the number one mistake that boaters make, novice or otherwise?
Underway or before they go?
I'll take both.
Before they go, generally, it's kind of a lack of preparation. It's just sort of let's get in the boat and go type of a thing. And you really need to think things out. You need to let somebody know where you're going to go from, where you're going to put your boat in, where you expect to go on the water, when you expect to be back. So if you don't show up, at least somebody's aware that you're not going to be there. On the water, I think it's sort of a mix of several different things. If you get into the boaters that, you know, go out and use alcohol or something, so they're boating under the influence, that's one thing. It really seems to affect people more on the water just because of the constant motion and movement and then dehydration from the heat and things. So those tend to be some of the other things. And then the other one is just sort of a lack of awareness. Don't understand how they're supposed to operate their boat, especially among other boaters. And it sometimes can cause problems with that. Just be safe on the water and wear your life jacket.
I've been speaking today with Tom Butler with the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary in Fort Pierce. We'll have an archive of this interview as well as contact information for the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary on our website, WQCS.org. Tom, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
You're more than welcome. Thanks for inviting us.